Piper aircraft changed hands while no one was looking. Boeing acknowledges a delay in Dreamliner deliveries. And Flyers Rights wants passenger advocates at TSA checkpoints. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, December 19th, 2011. Piper Aircraft has been quietly sold to one of the world's richest men, the Sultan of Brunei. The previous owner, Singapore-based holding company Imprimis, says matter-of-factly on its website, quote, "We divested our interests in Piper Aircraft and Piper Capital in October 2011," unquote. The changes apparently were taking place as Piper was shuffling its top management back in mid-October. Simon Caldicott replaced Jeffrey Berger as CEO, and Executive VP Randy Groom left the company. In an interview with ANN, Caldicott indicated he was not at liberty to say what had led to the latest top management reorganization. Shortly thereafter, the plug was pulled on the Piper Altair jet project. There is yet another Dreamliner delay, and it's causing launch customer ANA to alter its international route plans for the 787 while it waits for its third plane. Boeing reports problems with the installation of some wiring, which cropped up during a routine FAA audit of the first three planes off the line. The Seattle Times reports that APUs on three planes also failed to start, which required the company to replace them. The delays have caused Boeing to reduce expected deliveries from the original seven this year to a likely four and no more than six. ANA has also reported that training its pilots to fly the 787 is taking dramatically longer than what Boeing estimated. ANA says it's still hopeful it will have 11 Dreamliners flying before April 1st, but has no firm schedule for when they will arrive. For the time being, ANA says it will continue to fly its Frankfurt, Germany route with a 777-200ER. FedEx Express is set to acquire 29 new Boeing airplanes. After placing an order Wednesday for 27 767-300 freighters and exercising options for two additional 777 freighters. The new 777s will support FedEx's growth in the international cargo market. The 767 freighter will be a new model for the carrier and will allow retiring older, less efficient planes. 2011 is turning out to be a record year for the 777 program, with 200 net orders. The Coalition to Save Our GPS commented on a government study released Wednesday, which shows that LightSquared's proposed 4G wireless network should not be allowed on frequencies adjacent to those used by GPS. Dale Laybach, a spokesman for the coalition, says the results, quote, "confirm yet again the depth and breadth of the serious GPS interference problems raised by LightSquared's proposed plans, even after many rounds of changes to these plans by LightSquared, which supposedly solved the interference problem," unquote. Regarding LightSquared's PR campaign, Laybach adds, quote, "LightSquared's public statements reject the clearly established interference metric selected by the expert federal agency overseeing the tests, calling the demonstrated interference effects minor. This is grossly irresponsible. The interference threshold used in the tests represents a 20% reduction in the ability of GPS receivers to process GPS signals. This is not minor," unquote. Up next on ANN, ForeFlight argues against new digital chart charges. The Bombardier 415 fleet passes 200,000 hours. And John Pistol says TSA is enhancing the passenger experience. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, December 19th. I'm Paul Plack. The folks behind ForeFlight have posted their thoughts on a recent meeting in Washington held between the FAA's AeroNav division and stakeholders affected by recent talk of aggressive new fees for digital chart products already funded by the taxpayer. In addition to its assertion that the new plan doesn't meet pilot needs, ForeFlight notes that taxpayer-funded content legally cannot be copyrighted. The company says in its report on the meeting, quote, "For at least these reasons, ForeFlight does not support the proposed plan. We are confident AeroNav will substantially modify the proposal presented at the meeting. It is disconnected from market reality and based on invalid market assumptions. ForeFlight is committed to helping AeroNav find a more reasonable solution that the market will accept." Unquote. ForeFlight has also assured its current subscribers that updates will not be interrupted. Washington, D.C.'s representative to Congress has written a letter to the FAA asking it to reroute air traffic during construction at Washington Reagan National Airport. She says noise from jets on approach is affecting residents' health. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, a Democrat, sent the letter to the FAA Thursday, asking for changes to its policies on late-night and early-morning flights during construction on the main runway. She adds that residents are complaining of deafening, terrorizing noise and lights and wants the agency to explore alternative approaches and consider doing some of the necessary work during business hours or on weekends to help curb so many flights being diverted over homes. The Washington Post reports construction is expected to be done this spring. Bombardier announced Thursday that its Model 415 has passed 200,000 fleet hours during 20 years in service, dropping over 5 billion liters of water. Including the recent order from an undisclosed customer, Bombardier has booked firm orders for a total of 84 of the aircraft, and to date, 76 are in service with more than 18 operators worldwide. The 415 has a normal cruise speed of 180 knots true, and in an average mission of 6 nautical miles distance from fire to water, it can complete 9 drops within an hour, delivering 14,600 U.S. gallons of fire suppressant. FlyersRights.org is supporting the creation of passenger advocacy positions at all airport TSA checkpoints, an idea advanced by Senators Charles Schumer and Michael Giannaris. FlyersRights Executive Director Kate Hanai says, quote, "The recent TSA missteps humiliating elderly women air travelers clearly demonstrate that airline passengers need someone to turn to on the spot to prevent the kinds of mistreatment those women suffered. The TSA's response regrets only that passengers feel that they had a bad experience, not that they truly did have a bad experience. An on-scene passenger advocate could help all parties find more acceptable solutions to individual problems," unquote. Hanai cautions that the positions would have to be independent, not connected to the government or the airlines, in order for the proposed program to operate properly. Finally today, speaking of TSA, an online petition created on the White House We the People website in September calls for dismantling of TSA, and surprise, it's one of the most popular petitions on the site. After it drew more than 30,000 signatures, TSA Chief John Pistol has responded on the agency's official blog. The petition, which was created September 22nd, reads, quote, "The Transportation Security Administration has been one of the largest, most expensive, and most visible blunders of the post-9/11 Homeland Security reformation. It has violated countless constitutional rights of American citizens, caused miserable and expensive delays in an already overburdened air travel system, and allowed multiple known instances of harassment, theft, extortion, and sexual abuse by its employees. It has failed approximately 70% of undercover efficacy tests, and for all its excesses, has been unable to catch even a single terrorist since its creation. In our current economic situation, we can no longer afford to continue wasting taxpayer dollars on this Kafkaesque embarrassment. Let us instead invest in saner, more effective solutions," unquote. Well, Pistol responded by reprising many of TSA's positive press releases, but adds, quote, "Over the past 10 years, TSA has strengthened security by creating successful programs, while also taking steps whenever possible to enhance the passenger experience," unquote. If you can't believe he actually said that, read Pistol's full statement for yourself. Go to blog.tsa.gov, scroll down past the report on various grenades and knives recently caught in bags, and follow the link below the headline announcing the response. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller about flying at night. It can bring both dangers and opportunities. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.